We continue our study of Bible prophecy, specifically the book of Revelation, by studying the seven seals. Now, we discovered in our last segment that the seven seals, perhaps from the book, the little book that was opened, sealed with seven seals, represents the book of Daniel, which was the only book that was sealed. And we discovered that Daniel has seven layers, or seven sequential events, or time periods through history. And so what we're going to look at today as we begin to open the first, second, and third seals is we should see a parallel between Revelation seals and the layers in Daniel. Let's begin by studying Revelation chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb broke one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice of thunder, "Come!" And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Now the first layer in the book of Daniel are the four empires, or the empire period of history. And empires, of course, represented by nations which conquered other nations and created an empire. Often a king or an emperor in an inauguration or a triumph rode on a white horse, representing his power and authority, or a white donkey. And so it's very fitting that this horse may represent the first layer of Daniel, which is the empire period. Now, why doesn't it represent more than just one empire? Well, when Revelation was written, the last of the four empires, which was Rome, was the only one that still existed. The others had fallen, and so we find the empire period represented by Rome. And then we go to the second seal in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. And he broke the second seal, and I heard the second living creature saying, "Come." And another red horse went out to him, and him who sat in it was granted to take peace from the earth, and that men should slay one another, and a great sword was given to him. Notice the color of the horse, it's red. Notice it has the rider has a great sword. And it's given to him to take peace from the earth, that men should slay one another. The second layer in the book of Daniel, represented by the feet and toes in Daniel 2 on the image, and the ten horns that came out of the fourth empire in Daniel the seventh chapter, represent the barbaric tribes that eventually became known today as Europe. Now, when you look through the history of the world, and specifically the history of Europe, no area on the globe has taken peace from the earth and created more wars than the continent of Europe. We have the 30 Years' Wars, the 100 Years' War, colonialization of the world, World War I, World War II, all things that Europe was responsible for. Many people have shed their blood because of the wars of Europe. So this is a very fitting symbol. We go to the third horse. Revelation chapter 6, starting with verse 5, "And when he broke the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, 'Come.' And I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat in it had a pair of scales in his hand. I heard, as it were, a voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, 'A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine.'" Now, we know that these commodities are symbols, perhaps symbols of other things. And so when we look at the third layer in the book of Daniel, we discover the little horn coming up among the ten, which uprooted three of the tribes, three of the horns, and dominated the horns for a long period of time, according to Daniel, the seventh chapter, for 1260 years. We've talked about how that is the church domination during a time we call the Dark Ages. Why is it called dark? Why is this horse black? Because there was a famine of spiritual truth during that time. The Bible was not available. Eventually, the Bible was on the list of banned books. A fitting symbol, black horse, famine, scales, Dark Ages, 1260 years. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.